各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Michael 和李华刚在外面吃完晚饭，李华会学到两个常用语 shoot 和 shot。
啊，这顿饭吃得真不错。哎 Michael， 快付账我们走吧，这次啊该你付了吧。
Yeah I know I'll just charge it to my credit card. Oh shoot, I forgot my wallet.
你忘了带钱包？哎，没有信用卡你就要 shoot. Shoot 不是开枪吗？
I said, oh shoot. If you say shoot loudly and suddenly, it's a way to express alarm or disappointment. If you say it slowly and with a low tone of voice, it shows disgust or indifference.
哦、shoot 在这里不是开枪的意思啊，你说突然大声地说 shoot 就表示惊吓或者是失望，如果是低声地说那就表示讨厌或者是不在乎。 Michael 你先给我举个大声说的例子吧。
Well, if I close my car door and realize that I just locked my keys inside, I might yell, ah, shoot.
关了车门才发现车钥匙给锁在车里了，那是很烦人的。在中文里啊，我们都会说哎呀真糟糕。那 Michael 可不可以再给我举一个低声说的例子呢？
If someone tells me a story about a scar on their little finger, I might say, shoot, that's nothing. Look at this big scar on my back.
你的意思是如果小手指上一个疤跟你背上的大疤比算不了什么啊？那在中文里我们是说嗨，那算什么。对了 Michael, 这个 shoot 是不是骂人的话？
李华 the word shoot isn't vulgar. Actually, it's a word people use when they want to avoid cursing. A little kid could say it, and no one would care.
Shoot 是心里很火可是又不想骂人的时候说的，所以啊不是什么难听的话。得了，你忘了钱包啊，那看来只能我来付钱咯。Shoot, I don't believe it.我也没带信用卡哎，那我们怎么办啊？
Shoot, it's nothing to worry about, Li Hua. My house is close by. I can walk home and get my wallet.
哎 ，Michael, 你怎么那么快就回来了？
I ran as fast as I could. Ooh, boy, am I shot.
你从家里跑来的？你那么紧张干什么？对了，你刚才说 I'm shot， 在路上有人对你开枪，所以你才跑那么快啊？
No, of course not. To be shot means to have no energy, to feel weak and tired. I really tired myself out running so fast. I'm really shot now.
Oh, to be shot 是累了，觉得没劲儿的意思。哎呦，你跑那么快，当然会累咯。对不起嘛，本来啊我也可以走回家去拿信用卡的，可是啊我昨晚只睡五个小时，所以我今天啊也感到很累。 So I'm shot too.
I used to stay up late studying too, and sometimes I'd be so shot that I'd fall asleep in class.
我也跟你一样，老师开夜车念书，结果啊上课的时候困得打瞌睡。以前在国内念书的时候好像都没有这么紧张呢。
Shoot, Li Hua. If you feel that way, you might as well stay in China.
要是我这么想，我就最好待在中国。你说这话什么意思啊？那你老觉得累，你干脆待在家里算了。
Hey, shoot, don't be mad. I was just kidding.
Shoot, 我也是跟你开玩笑的嘛。
李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 shoot。这是一个惊叹词，表示讨厌、失望或者是烦恼，也就是有的时候心里不高兴，但是又不想用脏话骂人的时候用的词。李华还学到了 to be shot， 这是很累的意思。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位收听，下次节目再见。